Somehow this tape isn't winding as tight as I'd like it to. I wonder why. Maybe there's not enough power on my little wind-up motor. But anyway, okay, we were talking, and I'm sorry about the abrupt ending at the other side, but I noticed we were running out there real quick, so I just kind of cramped it off. But anyway, okay, we're down to the four schools now. All right, let me list the schools. All right, Boise State College in Boise, Idaho, Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama, Metropolitan State College in Denver, Colorado, and Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Institute in Daytona Beach, Florida. Okay, the one that would be the easiest to get into, for two reasons, because it's a private school. All the other three are state-owned schools, part of a state system, higher education system. Okay, the easiest one to get into is a private school because they are not particularly interested in overall, requirements for getting in, prerequisites. They check each individual out as an individual, accept certain transfer credits, and have their own particular type ideas. And they're looking for college-minded veterans, GI Bill people, and bootstrap and college completion program people. They're looking for them. They're actually trying to recruit people of this type. Okay, and that is Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Institute in Daytona Beach, Florida. Now, of course, a degree is a degree, and it is recognized. It is in the book there saying it's a, you know, what kind of college it is. So, you know, it's a recognized college. Okay, the other three. Okay, Auburn University, I know for sure they offer credits for being an Army aviator. The one in Colorado and the one in Idaho, I don't know. And, of course, I'll have to apply and find out. But, sweetheart, it looks to me like the choice would be Embry-Riddle and Daytona. I don't think I could hack Auburn, Alabama. And I think it's almost next to impossible to get into the Boise State College and Metropolitan State College because I don't know the requirements, but I will find out, and don't get me wrong. And I screwed up my first year of college so badly that I don't think they're going to be open-minded enough to accept me. For the fact that, that I was a real youngster then and really didn't care much about school and the reason I didn't have the good grades. But we'll see. All right, so far what I need to do here, I need to get copies of transcripts for my personal self to enter into my Army records to give me credit for the schooling I do have. Okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is I've got to send questionnaires out to these universities to find out where I could be placed if I had applied for admissions, where I'd be placed, like a second year freshman or sophomore or second year sophomore or a third year sophomore or something like that, or whether they'd actually place me, how many credits they'd recognize, where I'd actually stand as far as the students in their class go, and how long it would take me in calendar years to graduate. Okay, to do this, I have to give them transcripts. So I've written a letter to Oregon State University and enclosed $2 for transcripts. A check for $2, that is. So you might write that off on your checkbook. Speaking of checks, I wrote another one today for $25. It seems the money is going faster than I anticipated. I don't know if I can get under $50 a month or not living. But anyway, that's beside the point. So that's two checks I've written in the last couple of days. $2 check and a $25 check. I've also got to write a letter to Treasure Valley Community College. I haven't written the check yet, but it will also be for $2 to get my transcripts from them. Okay, so once I get my transcripts in my hands, then I'll write each one of these four schools and ask them if they're interested in the first place. And if they are, then I'll send them another letter. All my qualifications, what I'm qualified to do, what, you know, plus a mimeographed copy of my transcripts that I'll manufacture myself for them to place me. And then when they place me, depending on how they place me, I'll request, I'd go through the procedure to get admitted. And once I get admitted, and then I have a leg to stand on as far as college completion program or bootstrap or whatever it is. So that's where I stand on academics. Okay, and since I'm talking academics, you know, really, this is not much else to talk about because everything now, as far as my personal life is going right here in Vietnam, things are pretty dull. To tell you the truth, they're pretty dull. I've got my job learned now as far as being an operations center OIC. I know what I'm doing. Okay, you know what that means. Once you know what you're doing, you get kind of humdrum unless you get a change. Well, you know me, too. I don't like to, once I know what I'm doing, I kind of like to try something else, maybe. except for cars. I still like cars, even though I know what I'm doing sometimes. But anyway, things are getting pretty slow as far as I'm concerned. And my ups and downs are, as far as how I like the Army, are getting more on the downside. And about the time that you mentioned in your letter about the raise and everything, about, you know, you'd think it wouldn't be a bad idea to stay in the Army, although we'd discuss it and everything, I was very, very low at that point, and I was going to get out of the Army at the soonest possible convenience. So, a lot of things have come up, and I'll explain them to you one of these days, as far as promotions and bootstraps and all this other stuff. The whole thing determines whether I can get this college while I'm in the service. If I can't, I don't have a prayer in the service. And if I can't, the best thing for me to do is get out as soon as possible and get started in another career. And through hell or high water, that's the way it's going to have to be, I think, to get the farthest ahead in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of misery. And that might cause some suffering for a while. Of course, I don't think there'll be any suffering. I'll never get to that state. But it won't be 15 grand a year, I'll tell you that. But anyway, that's beside the point. I don't know what I was talking about before I got off on this thing, but I am in a real good mood right now. I don't know if you can tell that. I'm very serious about what I've been talking about here. I'll try to spice it up a little bit more happy. I really am in a good mood, and I can tell your moods just daily from your letters, the way you write. These two postcards today, I think you're probably in a pretty good mood because, I'll tell you what, I was in a good mood when I got them. And all my love and kisses just for you, your loving wife, Jenny. Oh, Jenny, you are my loving wife, and I don't know what I'd do without you. And just, I've got you in my mind, but not in my arms. Or I'd rather have you in my arms. Boy, that's true for me, too, baby. That's really true. And you just don't know how much it is. And I'm an orphan, too, you know, as far as this king-size job goes. But anyway, I don't know where I got off on a tandem here. I was getting ready to talk about something. But we got a lot to talk about when I get home. I mean, more than just seeing, make sure everything's going on real right. We got 2 weeks together, and I imagine, I don't know how busy we're going to be, but I imagine, of course, we're going to be pretty busy. But we do have a lot to talk about. A lot of things have changed since the last time we've talked together. But anyway. Okay, I just went back over the tape to find out what the tangent I was on before I got, or what I was talking about before I got off on a tangent. But anyway, I was getting ready to tell you what was going on around here. Actually, nothing out of the ordinary. I've been playing, I get my regular missions all day long. We get ups and downs. I learn a little bit new every day, but still it's the same old grind. And I don't know, I finally made the education office. I did that day before yesterday. And I just got off work today at noon, so I don't go on work today until Saturday or Sunday. Sunday at noon? What is today? Today's Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. Saturday at noon? Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, and I played some handball today. I should have lifted weights because today's my day of lifting weights. Speaking of lifting weights, thank you for getting the book. I haven't received it yet, but I'm sure I will very soon. And I thought maybe handball gloves and handballs would be a little bit easier to come by than you had to order them. Unless you're getting me some extra special pair or something, I don't know. But anyway, I've been playing, you know, borrowed equipment and everything, but I'm also awaiting that. And you just don't know how much I appreciate it, baby. Also, as far as appreciating, I'd really appreciate a new watch, man. This one I've got on is just about nothing but the steel in it left anymore. I have this spring type, you know, the clip-on. And all the leather is just about gone off from it now. So if you happen to see one, you might pick it up for me. I'd really appreciate it. And I can tell you, let's see. Well, you know, I don't have my little list of things to talk about anymore. I didn't make one up. This is I decided to just a regular make a regular tape and let you know what's going on. But I kind of have to do this impromptu this time. But I've been reading, and you can read a little bit on duty and a little bit off duty, but I've been reading some real ancient masterpieces, I guess. They're short novels or novelettes, and they're by, well, the one I just finished was by Voltaire, and it's called Candid, or Candide, I don't know which, but it's a fairly interesting book. It's not all that long, It's a, well, this is one of his famous, he's a Frenchman, I guess. He died in 1778, so that gives you how old this idea is. But he was against opposite of pessimistic. Anyway, a feeling of well-being existed in the times back in those days, and it hurt a lot of people, and he was writing a satire on the feeling of well-being. But anyway, I finished that now, and I've started another one by Turgenev. Turgenev is a Russian, and the name of this thing is his first love, and it's pretty good so far. But it's got a little different story. When I finish what's reading, I'll let you know what was on it. But I tell you what, the only place I can find these real good books to read, I asked the enlisted people I have working for me, and they got the little day room down there, and they tell them what I want to read, and they go down and get them for me. All we got in our officers' club appears westerns and crap, you know, Ellery Queen and murder mysteries and Perry Masons, and it's all right for light reading, you know, but there's really not much to it. So that's what I've done on my reading. On weightlifting, I haven't really, I'm not really, you know, doing all that much. I skipped a day. I'm about every third day now, I guess, or every second day. So let me gather my thoughts here, and I'll come back to you again. This has got to be about the worst tape I've ever made, because I'm not really saying anything, you know, except, well, I let you know on the leave, I guess, and on education, but I haven't said anything. The weather is excellent. January is about the driest month of the year around here. It gets up about, I don't know, 95 every day here. It's not too bad. I don't really see much. I spend most of the day when I have the day off either in bed or in the club, sitting there playing solitaire or something like that. And then, of course, when I'm playing handball or weightlifting or whatever turns me on, I'm not there. Also, I've got a new job here. Not a new job, an additional duty. And I've been appointed battalion fire marshal, so I'll have to go and inspect our companies and things like that and make sure their unit fire marshals know what they're doing and that they're keeping up to battalion standards. So that'll take a couple, 3 days off a month away from me, but that's all right. It's something a little extra, a little bit different. Anyway, that's the only thing that's happened to me since I let you know what was going on, which wasn't really very much. I still haven't done anything on my airplane, and I guess I kind of stagnated on that. As a matter of fact, it's broken now. Somebody's broken it. I just noticed that just now. Well, I'll be darned. I bet that hooch mate did that. Anyway, looks very broken, so that's the end of that. And then, well, it's not the end of it. It's not broken very badly. Anyway, I don't really have much to say. I don't look any different. I'm speaking of looking different. How'd you like those pictures I sent? And speaking of, the first thing I did with your electric razor was trim my upper lip when I got it, and I've been doing mostly that little trim around there. It's really sexy. I really like that. And I've been getting a lot of good use out of that. And I want to thank you again for it, and a Merry Christmas to you. And as far as your jewels go, I'm going to wait one more month on them, and then when you get the next bank statement, if the canceled check is not included among that, I'm going to write them a letter. What happens here is that they neglect to send, a card saying that they received your order, because they get a lot of orders, especially around Christmas time. And I'm just going to go ahead and wait another month, and then I've got the receipts and everything, so there's no problem on getting anything reimbursed. And if the check never goes through, it just means they didn't get it, so there's no money lost. Well, what's really bad is if the check goes through and you still don't get it, and that's when you have to start beating around the bush. But anyway, I'll take care of that. Now, don't sweat it. It's beautiful, and you'll get it very soon, I hope. But I'll do my best on that, but I'd like to give them another month first. And let's see, today's the 4th. It'll take about 4 or 5 days to get there. It won't quite be Oregon's birthday yet, so can't get anything now. But anyway, just keep it. I'm remembering. And Jenny, I love you. I really do. And I feel so bad and kind of so lonely because you're not here. And these little cards you send me are kind of little reminders of how I feel a lot of times. or well, all the time actually, and just, you know, hugging nothing when there's nothing here to hug, and being an orphan, you know, here I am all by myself again, and that's what I was trying to get away from for so long. You know, being a bachelor is no fun, and I just want to squeeze you so bad, and here I am running out of tape, and I can't even get mushy with you. But Jenny, I love you. I love you, and I love hearing from you, and I love your little pepperoni sticks, and I love your cards, and I love you, and I'll see you soon, very, very soon. And around the 20th of March, all goes well. So I'm going to give you a big smooch, and then I'm going to cut the tape off because it's running out. And here it is. I love you, baby. Goodbye.